This is Power Podcast UK with Jenny and Mark.
We're writing a book and we're having a tough time getting it done. If you find it hard to motivate yourself to do something, this is the podcast for you as we explore why we procrastinate and find ways to help us get our book finished.
Whether or not you're writing a book, making a film, painting a picture, or even motivating yourself to do the housework, join us. Let's find a way to get this stuff done. Yeah!
Made it.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 21 of Power Podcast UK. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Jenny.
Hello.
I'm feeling very happy today.
Are you?
I spent all morning listening to random Disney songs, and there's just something about the energy. It just goes into me, and it makes me feel positive and happy, and just, I just love it. It's like audible yoga.
I can imagine you skipping through the streets of York, maybe some little cartoon birds just trailing behind you, landing on your fingertips, and then like a happy snowman walking behind you with arms.
Yeah,
is that exactly how it happened?
Well, actually, one song got me feeling a little bit stressed. It was a song from Tangled. Have you seen it?
I have seen Tangled.
You know where she's in her tower and she's listing all the things she's going to do that day? I'm like, Oh my God, she's doing a lot. She's doing a lot of stuff. I'm not doing any of that stuff. She's even doing ventriloquism. Being a puppeteer with a talking in the mouth. What is it?
Being a ventriloquist.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah.
And she's going to paint some and read some books, not read a book. She's going to do some painting.
Yeah, but she doesn't have anything else to do. She's stuck in a tower all the time. Her chores are done.
But it's still a lot to do.
It's a lot to do.
But anyway, it's a nice song, so I didn't mind. And Mandy Moore performs it oh so well.
Anyway, today we're going to talk about NaNoWriMo.
NaNoWriMo.
It's back.
This is the second time we've podcasted about NaNoWriMo. How cool is that?
It's amazing. It's really strange that everything's gone so quick and then we're back to NaNoWriMo again.
Yeah.
NaNoWriMo is, of course, the month of November where there's a little, what do you call it, a project, a scheme, an initiative?
It's just like a thing. It's a month's worth of activity and a structure that's a national organisation too.
Yeah, but it stands for. That's not as catchy as a project or a scheme, is it?
No.
That's longer.
But NaNoWriMo, it's basically almost like a portmanteau of National November Writing Month.
Yes.
And they're just like taking the first syllable and created this thing. So it's just like a project for those that want to take part.
It's encouraging people to write a short novel in a month, which is a huge undertaking. But what they're looking for, about 50,000 words, something like that?
Yeah, I think, isn't it, you need to do 1,000 words a day? Or that's what they recommend?
Yeah, something along those lines. So you're writing a short, but you should have the end of it have a finished piece in some form.
Yeah.
But we've never really managed to do that.
No. I don't remember, last year, we put together a mini NaNoWriMo. So Jenny and I both, in the month of November, we consciously sat down and we wrote 5,000 words each to add into the book that we're writing. And I really enjoyed it, actually. It created a different sense of focus. And it's quite liberating as well that we weren't under the pressure of doing 1,000 words a day. Because sometimes there just isn't time in a day.
Yeah, because I mean, that's about 20 minutes, half an hour work. If you know what you're doing and you're quite happy, isn't it? It's not an easy thing to do every day when you've got work and other projects and, you know, lots of TV to watch and things. It's hard to fit it all in.
It is hard. It is hard. If you're Rapunzel in your tower, then maybe you could
she's got loads of time.
You could do loads.
You know, she doesn't have a telly or a computer or a phone, Mark, so she's got all the time in the world.
She'd be all over NaNoWriMo.
Oh, she wouldn't. She'd find a phone and she'd be busy on Instagram all the time. Hashtag hair.
I'm ready for Tangled 2, where she goes back in her tower and she does a NaNoWriMo every day. She might do a natural write a NaNoWriMo for the whole year. She's got that much time. Anyway, I'll take this conversation to a strange place.
Yeah, that's gone a very strange angle. But you have been amazing and you have found us, we have found ourselves, some wonderful ways to approach NaNoWriMo if you're thinking about doing it if you're thinking about doing it, I think is the thing. We are going to set ourselves a challenge, aren't we, Mark?
Yes.
What are we going to do? What are we going to achieve? And then we'll talk about ways to approach NaNoWriMo in a cool way, cool, productive way.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. We haven't really talked about what we're going to do. I'm assuming we're going to do another 5,000 words like last year.
Yeah, that was really good. I liked it a lot.
Because that was manageable and useful. And the thing with NaNoWriMo is that we're going to come on to talk about in our ways that you can approach doing NaNoWriMo yourself. The problem with the NaNoWriMo is that if you're the type of person that puts lots of pressure on yourself and is constantly looking what other people are doing around you and feeling that you need to keep up or you're not good enough or all those sort of negative thoughts that come into your head, NaNoWriMo can be quite torturous. And so we are going to discuss ways, give some ideas to help you along the way to try and avoid all those negative feelings. So you can enjoy NaNoWriMo, which is kind of the purpose of it to begin with. It's for people that love writing, people that love creating. You should enjoy it. It's fun. It's not to be laboured over, and it's not to be stressed over, and it's not to be anything that would damage your well-being in any way.
And it is fun, and it's nice to have a little community of people that are all writing at the same time as you. And if you are writing, then you let us know, and then we can all join in and give lots of encouragement and happy thoughts.
Yeah, absolutely.
So should we talk about the ways to approach NaNoWriMo, Mark?
Yeah. So let's share some NaNoWriMo tips. And then we'll have a little break probably. And then we'll come back and finish off our tips.
Yeah. I used to like it when we used to call it NaNoWriMo.
Granny Flymo.
Granny Flymo. Guys, go back in the past podcast and look up Granny Flymo. That's when you can't say NaNoWriMo. NaNoWriMo.
NaNoWriMo.
So you should be a character in the book. Mark, would you like to start?
Should I take a little chunk?
Yeah.
I think let's start off with just have a plan of some kind. I think if you're going to do NaNoWriMo, just roughly work out in your mind what you're going to do, how much you're going to do, and where you want to go with it. It doesn't have to be fixed. It doesn't have to be intensely laboured plan. Just have an idea of what you want to do. Do you want to do a biography? Do you want to do a crime story? Do you know what characters you're going to use? And none of it has to be completely fixed. Just know in your mind kind of roughly what you want to do before you set out. Otherwise, it's like when you stare at a blank page. You get so many ideas in your head of what to do. You can get overwhelmed by all your ideas. So just narrow it down a little bit and just work out where you want to go. And if you are going to do yourself a mini plan of a little synopsis, a little character bio for each one you're working with, include that in your word count. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Ooh, that's good. Yeah, I like that.
Just add that in. Don't feel like you have to only count your words if you're doing it on a word count basis. You don't have to count your words of the book that you're writing. Include all your prep work as well in that. Because why not? Just do it.
I thought, because I counted up all the words we've done in our book, and I know we have some discrepancy, or we're not sure, but I think there's about 50,000 words there.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And when I counted them up, I was like, should I include, we've got like little statements above each chapter saying what's happening, what's going to happen, and like sort of plotting our thought process. Because when we're writing a part, you kind of write these things in so the other person knows what they're doing and what you're doing. And I thought, should I include these? And I'm glad you said that, because, you know, it's all stuff that we've done. It all works towards it. I think that's a good point.
Yeah, I think the bottom line is, if you're doing NaNoWriMo, you set your own rules. And include those words in your word count. I mean, no one is going to chastise you or berate you because you included an extra 1,000 words that is actually really important words for your journey. So
yeah,
I think create a plan, and if you like, add that or add all those words into your word count.
That's such a good point.
Second, I think it's really important before you start anything like NaNoWriMo, just have idea in your head of what pace you want to work at. Do you want to do 1,000 words a day? Do you want to do 500 words a day? Do you just want to do 1,000 words a week? 5,000 words a week? Whatever you do, just work at your own pace. I think the most important thing to remember in NaNoWriMo, as we've already briefly discussed, there are no fixed rules. It's for you to decide what you do. Maybe you do a little bit every day, or maybe you do everything on a Saturday afternoon for your week. Just work at a pace that's right for you. Don't feel under pressure that you see people, oh, I've just done hashtag NaNoWriMo, 1,000 words. You know, that's great for them. But if it doesn't work for you, do what works for you. As an aside, I've got a, I'm currently doing Inktober, which is a little bit like NaNoWriMo, but it's daily prompt words, and you have to draw or create a piece of artwork to do that word. I'm doing mine using Lino, which is lovely, and I'm enjoying it. But I saw on Instagram, one of my friends has just announced that they've stopped doing Inktober because they're getting too much back pain from constantly leaning over and cutting out their Lino. Because when you do Lino cuts, you have to be working on a flat surface. Mm. And sometimes if you're the surface you're working on, if it isn't high enough or your posture's wrong, because you have to lean right over sometimes to make sure you're cutting the right bit and you're getting in the detail and all those, I guess, artisty things. Because they were doing it for probably about an hour solidly a day at the same time, and sometimes longer, because obviously some people spend longer doing these things and want to put in more detail, more work. But they were just getting chronic back pain from constantly doing this. And so they've just called it a day. And they said they might do some more a bit later on. But the point I'm making with that is it's up to you. Do work in a way that works best for you.
If it's not fun, then don't do it. That's horrible.
Yeah, exactly.
Pain. That's awful.
Because I guess most people, well, some lino artists, when they're carving, they'll do it, some carving maybe once or twice a week and do it for two or three hours at a time, something like that maybe, depending on scheduling and what needs to be done. And so if you're getting a bit of pain, you rest a couple of days. Whereas if you're doing this thing where you're supposed to be doing it every day, it can create unnecessary strain on the body that wouldn't be there ordinarily.
Do you think there's a market for, like, lino artists, a sort of suspended bench that they could lie on their stomach, right? And then lean over, and then your lino's underneath you, and then you just, like, having a massage, but do you think that's a good thing? That's a plan?
Yeah.
That's how I'm going to make my millions. Yes.
Why not? I'd be worried that you'd fall asleep, and then you have a big, sharp tool in your hand, and you start stabbing yourself with it. And then before you know it, there's blood everywhere.
It'd be downwards, wouldn't it? Unless you start stabbing upwards, you're not going to do it. If you fall asleep, you're just going to drop it on the floor.
That's true. Jenny, you might be onto something.
I'm going to draw a picture and then I'll put it on the blog. Because
Jenny, quick, get this patented. Get this.
Oh, quick.
Put this plan out now.
I'll write a note. Lino couch.
Get thee to Dragon's Den.
For artists with bad backs. I think, oh, yeah. What's the number for Dragon's Den? Dragon's Den.
Quick.
Oh, amazing.
Get Deborah Meaden on the phone.
And I could, like, cover it in nice fabric, like Kath Kidston stuff. It could be really good. Or wipe clean. You might need wipe clean.
Yeah, lots of ink everywhere.
Mm.
It's important.
And then little cubby holes for your... Anyway,
should I go on to point three?
Yeah, please.
Okay, here's a third point that we've decided of a useful way to approach NaNoWriMo. Is do some free writing. If you're not sure what you're going to do, do some warm-up exercises, free write, and include that in your word count as well. Jenny, do you want to remind everyone
Would you include that in your word count if you're just doing some free writing to warm up?
If you're doing NaNoWriMo, don't say why not.
I suppose. Okay, cool.
If you were,
I really like free writing.
I would include it in your NaNoWriMo, but it depends what rules you're setting out with. I don't think there's anything wrong with doing that. But if you want your word count to reflect what is the exact content of your writing, then don't. But if you don't know what to write, do some free writing, and then include that in your NaNoWriMo. What, Jenny? How is best to remind people that are listening what exactly free writing is?
We have done a lot of free writing, haven't we? And basically what we term it to be is setting yourself a time limit, 5-10 minutes, and just sitting down and writing whatever's in your head. It might come into a story, it might be a poem, it might just be gibberish, but it's a lovely way to warm up and start thinking and working your brain in that kind of creative way.
Yeah, so it's about getting words on paper, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Or words on the document you're working on.
It might not make any sense. We've done some weird things. I've done some weird things. You don't know where they're going. And it doesn't have to be a masterpiece. It doesn't have to be good. You shouldn't go back and check your spelling or your grammar or any of your structure. Just write and then let it go.
Just like Elsa. Let it go.
Also Disney, isn't it, today?
I love Disney.
You've warmed Disney up with Disney and this love is what's it happened.
Okay, number four on our list of ways to approach NaNoWriMo. We've talked about it a little bit already. I just think it's really important to remember why you're doing NaNoWriMo and consider the impact it's having on your mind. So I think it's really important to be mindful that you're not stressing yourself out by creating these, by working to a deadline that you set yourself that isn't going to work. Don't avoid social media, finding out what other people have written, how much they've written, and then start comparing it to what you've done, volume wise. And just keep ego out of the way.
I like that, but also I think it's quite nice to see, and it's quite encouraging to see what other people are doing. You think about just comparing, as in they've done more. But, I mean, I like when we write together because we're like, have you done that yet? Have you done this yet? I've done this. And it gives you sometimes it could be a healthy spur on.
I guess you know your own mind better.
Yeah.
But I know that when I'm doing anything like this, I just want to focus on what I'm doing. And I don't want to start looking at what other people have done because then I start thinking, oh, I haven't done that much. Or, oh, they're doing that better. And before you know it, I'm in this minefield of comparison and feeling inadequate. And I kind of don't want to hamper what I'm doing. I just want to just do what's right for me at that point. And I think when you're looking what other people have done, I think it opens up a door for comparison. Mm-hmm. And even the other way around, I think can also open up a door for ego to take over. If you see, oh, I've done so much more than them. It's like, okay, but keep working. Keep doing the best you can. In my opinion, there is no place for ego in NaNoWriMo.
So you go, NaNoWriMo, no ego.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No comparo, no ego. NaNoWriMo.
No comparo, no NaNoWriMo. Lovely. Should we have a little break before we go back into it, Mark? Seems like a good time.
Yeah, we can do. What have we got coming up after the break, Jennifer?
Well, you've got a couple more hints and tips, and so have I. So have a little chat about that and think about some more useful ways to approach a NaNoWriMo, no ego, no flymo.
No grannies.
No go.
Go, yeah. It'll go. Do. Let it go.
Hey guys, did you know that if you like anything we've talked about on the podcast, any books or films, and you're interested in learning more about them and reading them, you can click through on any of our show notes and we always list what we've talked about, don't we, Mark?
We do. You can find our website at powpodcastuk.blogspot.co.uk and find the link to what it is that we were talking about. They'll take you straight through to Amazon and the lovely people at Amazon will be able to help you with more information about what it is that we were talking about. We'll have full detailed listings and all those other things. And why should they? You could do a bit of shopping, who knows? A bit of Christmas shopping or maybe a bit of birthday shopping. Lots of shopping.
Shopping for yourself. You deserve it. You deserve a new book. You should buy a book and then you could get it on Prime and it can be there like the next day. It's like Christmas every day.
There's nothing wrong with buying books for yourself.
Nope.
Just do it. It enriches your mind. It makes you a better person. Because you're expanding your mind and you're growing. And isn't that all we want from life? Just the little simple things? Expanding our minds. Yeah. Growing our experiences, being nurtured by the wonder of books or film.
Yes.
Or art or whatever else you want to kind of buy.
I mean, you can buy dog food on there, to be honest, but you know, whatever you want to buy. Hi, Mark, we're back.
We're back. Yeah! I love that break so much. I am going to go to our website and I'm going to find a link to all the books that you've been reading this year, Jenny. And I'm going to have a look at what Amazon says about them.
I could probably update them and then there'll be a nice, lovely new list because I'm reading quite a bit right now, you know.
You do, Jenny. You're on fire with your reading.
I am. I liked what I saw the other day on Twitter and I put it up on our thing. And it's about, there's a Japanese word for the pile of books that you've got to read and you haven't. I can't remember how to pronounce it, but mine are huge. I've got like 10 books I need to read.
Yeah, there's a word for that.
Madness. There is a word for it. Can't remember it. We'll find it. Begins with a T.
Some sort of Japanese word. Yes, if you head to our website, powerpodcastuk.blogspot.co.uk, and click on the tab at the top that says Jenny's reading list, you can see all the books that Jenny's read this year. And maybe you can see if you've read some of them as well and see what you think. Do you like them?
If you've read more, I need to know. I like the competition.
Jenny, your word is Sudoku. Sudoku is the Japanese word for all the books you buy but not read. And it is spelled T-S-U-N-D-O-K-U.
So it's like a Sudoku, but Sudoku.
Sudoku. I assume Sudoku. It's a silent T. Sudoku.
Yeah. Just Sudoku is wrong. Sudoku. Aww.
Sudoku. There's so much Sudoku in my life. And
I've
Sudoku.
Got such a big part of Sudoku.
And the Nirimu. It's all the oohs.
Ugh, moo. It's all moo.
Oh, dear. Cool. So we are talking about NaNoWriMo. We are talking about useful ways going from the experience that Jenny and I had last year when we did NaNoWriMo. Yeah. Or we did a version of NaNoWriMo, ways that we think you could approach NaNoWriMo to get the best results for you.
Yes.
So, Jenny, have you got the fifth one?
I do. And I think this is a very important one for me. I think whenever I feel like I can't, when you feel like you haven't got the inspiration, free writing we talked about was a good way to get yourself warmed up in your head, to get going. But if you really feel like you can't, right, then I think we've talked about so much, but the Pomodoro technique is an amazing way to get yourself writing and discipline yourself to get in there and do it. And the Pomodoro technique is, of course, using that 20-25 minutes timer and just sitting down and writing. And it really works for some reason. It's just the right amount of time for you to get some good stuff down. And that focus of having the clock, you take yourself away from everything else, no distractions, and it happens so naturally. It's a good way to get going, especially in the first couple of days when you might be a little bit creaky or cold, I guess you'd say. It's a nice way to do things.
Yeah.
And then also, by the end of it, you've got a lovely Pomodoro sauce to have with your pasta.
Pomodoro! With a nice bit of pasta. Lovely.
Yeah. Or you can make a minestrone soup, because that kind of takes the same sort of time. It's not quite the same.
You could say you could do the Pomodoro technique or the minestrone technique.
I mean, this is off topic, but I did a minestrone soup, but it went horribly wrong yesterday.
Did you? Oh, Jenny.
Yeah, I think because I forgot that the pasta keeps sucking up afterwards. So by the end, I put it out to cool. And then when I came back to it, the pasta was like a monster and there was no like soup left.
Do you think also you could maybe do the pie technique? You get like a nice pie and put it in your oven. And then
pie and chips would definitely take about 25 minutes. So I think when you're cooking your dinner, choose like nice, easy things, sit down. And by the time you finish writing, your dinner is there. You can eat it and you're happy and creatively fulfilled.
But I think with chips, you've got to be careful they don't burn. So you need to check on them.
That's true.
So I think something.
You think just a pie.
Just something solid in your oven. Maybe some bread.
Microchips?
Put in some bread.
What about mashed potato?
You put that in a saucepan.
Yeah,
you?
But you could. Yeah, but if you had everything,
is that what you've been going wrong? You've just been chucking the oven.
Put them in the water. Turn the water on. Put your pie in the oven. You've already preheated your oven, obviously, haven't you? Oh no! Turn your oven on. Peel your potatoes. Put them in the water. Turn the water on, and then put your and they go beep beep. Your oven's ready. Put your pie in. Potatoes are bubbling. Right for 25 minutes. Then finish, mashed potatoes, eat your pie, yum yum. Done, right?
Yeah,
that's
why not?
That's how you write a book.
You've got to keep yourself nourished. It's important.
Yeah.
Eat well. Yeah, but that's a bonus tip. Eat well during NaNoWriMo. Eat well. Nice.
Oh, much like that that weird not even non-sequitur, that whatever that weird tangent was, another good way to approach an enemy move is do not feel disheartened if you decide halfway through it's not working and start another idea, because that pie thing, I didn't think that was working halfway through, but I should have not felt discouraged, and I should have stopped talking about it and talked about something better than a pie.
I think it's important, because there's nothing worse than
getting, everywhere now.
Spending so much time on a project. Say if you are going to do the marathon NaNoWriMo and do 1,000 words a day, there's nothing worse than getting 16,000 words in and you're thinking, oh, this is rubbish, this isn't working, I'm fed up with this, I don't like this story. Like, that's okay. Just start again. It just means that when you're doing your next 1,000 words or whatever, that you might not finish your book, but that's okay as well. It's okay.
Yeah.
Don't berate yourself, don't beat yourself up. It's okay if you decide it's not working.
I think sometimes when you think it's not working as well, you just clam up and it's really difficult. So there's no shame in just stopping it and starting again with something else, something you are passionate about that's going to work really well. At the end of the day, if you've got half a book written by the end, it's amazing.
Yeah. And you don't need to kind of catch up. You don't need to think, oh, I need to do an extra 15,000 words. Don't put all these unnecessary rules into what you're doing.
That brings us on to our next one.
Oh.
Remember, there are no rules.
Jenny.
That was beautiful.
It's like we know what we're going to be talking about.
It's like we prepared. I think that's the most important thing. You're not doing it for anyone else. There's no specification. You don't have to hand it in at the end. You can do if you want. But, I mean, there's no rules. Do what you want. Enjoy it. Use it as what it's meant to be. A nice, creative way to kickstart you and give you, like, a little bit of an oomph. Because what else are you going to do in November? It's really cold and wet.
Yeah, I mean,
do some writing.
Christmas shopping can wait.
Yeah. But, yeah, no rules. I think if you do rules, you tend to just shut yourself down. And then you feel pressured and stressed.
Yeah.
And that's horrible.
You start getting feelings of guilt. All sorts of negative feelings can creep in. Remember why you're doing NaNoWriMo and say your own rules. And it's okay to change your rules. You got this. Yeah,
you have got it. You go, girl.
You go, Glen Coco. Go, 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 Joseph. Let it go.
Another good way to support yourself is using practical writing tools and support, a bit like the Let's Write book, which I think me and Mark both have, by an author. Oh, Mark's got it with him.
Do you know what? It isn't called Let's Write.
It's called Ready, Set, Novel. We prepared, but not that well.
We got the title wrong. The Writer's Workbook, Ready, Set, Novel, Plan and Plot Your Upcoming Masterpiece. It's written by the people
that created... The NaNoWriMo guys.
National Novel Writing Month.
Yeah!
And the ISBN, we'll put a link on in our show notes. I won't read out the ISBN so you can order it with your local bookshop.
Don't read out the ISBN. that's never happened before. I recommend this book. Just write down this ISBN number.
Go to your library and scroll all through it.
Yep. Shall we just talk about the copyright of it? Nope. But there's lots of other really supportive books or websites or, I mean, let's face it, podcasts that can really help you, right?
I can't think of any.
I mean, just have a look on iTunes. I think if you know, because everyone listened to it, so it's pointless. And then tell your friends about it.
Yep. If you know anyone that's writing, go, guys, NaNoWriMo, there must be a podcast that talks about NaNoWriMo.
Yeah.
We can listen to it before we start our NaNoWriMo.
If we were dedicated, we could podcast every day during NaNoWriMo, but we're not that dedicated.
Well, I'm wondering
also
about...
Also, we have lives.
I'm wondering about the bandwidth as well on our subscription.
And bandwidth, yeah.
So many things to consider.
Yeah. So, those books... I think those books are really useful. I like, because a lot of them got character development things and plotting and nice little step-by-step guides to... creating backstories and things. I love it. It's really useful.
Yeah, I think it's a nice way of kind of holding your hand through the process.
Yeah.
If you're not sure where to start.
Yeah, they do say to sort of prepare this stuff before November.
Is that what they recommend?
Some are like, sometimes, yeah, like do all your backstory, get your characters done, and then when it comes to November, you can just go through it. We've talked before, there's no rules. Well, and if you want to add that to your word count, then just do it.
It sounds like you and I are just rebels to the cause of NaNoWriMo, because we are saying, do what you want.
Do what you like.
Do what you like. That's not a Disney song, Jenny.
Nope.
Oh, well. We're introducing all sorts of pop flavour into this episode. Yeah, the people at NaNoWriMo, they might say, get all this done before you start your NaNoWriMo. But you know what? Jenny and Mark say, don't. Do what you like. That's the most important thing. That's the most important thing. And we have two more points in our NaNoWriMo. I can just see it now. All the promotion for NaNoWriMo from these guys at Code NaNoWriMo. Chris Beatty, Lindsay Grant, and Tavia Stewart Street, who created NaNoWriMo. The headlines are, these guys say, prep before it's on NaNoWriMo. P.S. Jenny and Mark, they say don't.
They say do what you like.
Oh dear. We are giving you the
We're
power.
We're really sorry.
We are harnessing the power for ourselves.
This is our take on it. This is what we do. Yeah. Everyone can do what they want. Don't compare. Don't judge. Do what you like.
We are empowering you to do NaNoWriMo as you want to do, without feelings of pressure or comparison or all those horrible things that we talk about. Do what you like. Yep. Okay, so we've only got a couple more suggestions left now.
Yeah.
Shall I go with our next one?
Could you?
I'm going to, though. So, I think during NaNoWriMo, bearing in mind what we said in the last episode, or the episode before that, when I was talking to the lovely Jan.
I think you'll find it was
Jan.
Episode 19. Yes.
Episode 19, we were talking about rewarding yourself. Okay, so let's pretend all your fireworks are done. December's approaching. So you need to reward yourself during November. Reward yourself. Mm-hmm. Give yourself a pat on the back. Look how far you've come. You're 2/3 in. Look at everything you've done so far. And there's just a little bit more to go now until you've finished your NaNoWriMo for 2018. Give yourself a little reward. Maybe do some Christmas shopping. Maybe go and buy your advent calendar. Maybe go and have a nice cup of ginger spice latte. Or whatever nice. They're doing in November, because Halloween's out of the way now. A peppermint latte. A little Christmas edition. That'd be nice.
I think there's some orangey spicy pralines and cream stuff going on somewhere.
We are all about the coffee shops, aren't we? Oh. Of course, you could do something.
Or you could have a lovely bath or a lovely massage. Or
not in Starbucks, though. You wouldn't do that in Starbucks.
No, don't do that in Starbucks. It's a way to get yourself chucked out. Get a lovely candle. The lights are drawing in. Some soft lighting is just what you need.
Reward yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Look after your mind. Look after your spirit. Look after yourself. Give yourself a little reward.
I think that sort of leads into our last little tip, and that's just have fun. Have fun with it.
Enjoy it. Enjoy what you're doing. That's why you're doing it. Don't go into NaNoWriMo thinking, hey, I'm going to write a book and I'm going to be a published author. Well, we might do, I don't know. But I don't think that should really be your intention to do NaNoWriMo. I think you should do NaNoWriMo because you enjoy it, because you like writing, you like creating stories, you like creating a journey for a reader to go on. Enjoy it. Have fun with it. If what you do at the end of NaNoWriMo is absolute junk, don't worry about it, because every bit of writing you do helps the next thing that you write.
Yep. If you're doing it for you, if you're enjoying it, you enjoy the process of it, because that's what it's about, then it doesn't matter what it turns out like. And actually, you know, you're your own worst critic anyway. It might be really good. You could just let someone have a look at it.
Yeah. Once you've done NaNoWriMo, for all you know, you could have created the best thing ever that makes Harry Potter look like the Hungry Caterpillar. Well, that's really good as well, isn't it?
Oh. Yeah, Handcraft's a good book. You picked the wrong one.
I just meant like something little. Oh, I don't know.
Spot the dog.
You know, enjoy it. Enjoy it.
Have fun, guys.
Yeah, it's treat it more as an experience rather than you are working towards a product at the end that will, I don't know, get published or impact other people.
It's that kind, yeah. It's that kind of pressure, which means that you won't ever finish anything, because that's what we talk about a lot. A lot of the fear of failure is holding people back from motivating themselves to write. So don't think about it like that.
Yeah.
Enjoy what you're doing. Don't worry about the end bit.
Absolutely. And then who knows? Give it someone else to read. They might love it.
Yeah.
And maybe...
They probably will. Have faith in yourself. You're great.
Get someone to do some little illustrations. Lovely.
Ooh.
Be nice. Lovely. At the start of every chapter, maybe just like a little lovely motif.
There have been some terrible books published.
Oh, there have been some awful books published.
Awful books.
So yours is going to be way better than that. So don't worry about it. Don't worry about the end goal. Just do it.
And if you are doing NaNoWriMo, then let us know, and we'll keep encouraging ourselves throughout this month.
Yeah, usually around social media. If you want to go on social media, my personal recommendation is that you avoid it for your comparison. But if you're interested in what other people are doing, usually the hashtag is NaNoWriMo. Funnily enough, NaNoWriMo, NaNoWriMo.
Yeah.
And we'll be keeping up to date our social medias on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter at Pal Podcast UK. We'll be adding some updates about how we're doing and what we're doing.
So
follow us along. Enjoy our journey, and let us see your journey, and we can all journey together. Just like
go on. Just like a pie in a ship.
Well, the only thing I'm thinking of is Wizard of Oz, because they go on a massive journey down the yellow brick road. But I was thinking of a Disney journey.
What about Charlie the Chocolate Factory?
Oh, that's a nice one. No, but everyone dies, Jenny. They kick kids out.
Yeah, and it goes all whirly, and when they go in the boat, it goes all whirly and weird.
And Charlie the Factory is, it's like, you know, it's nice, but kids get punished. I guess they are bad kids,
they're
maybe they deserve
kids,
it.
Though.
But yeah. Let's have a nice, inclusive, friendly journey. Maybe,
Frozen, they go on a journey.
Yeah. Toy Story. Yeah. Oh my gosh, they've got to escape back from Al's toy barn, haven't they? That's a journey. That's a journey and a half. That is. That's
a big journey. It's a quiet journey, but they're quite small.
Well, there's just many, many.
There are many journeys. In life. What's your favourite journey? Let us know on Podcast UK.
Enjoy NaNoWriMo. That's the most important thing.
Yeah.
Have fun and do what you like.
And we'll see you next time.
Find us on all the socials. Power Podcast UK.
Email us at powerpodcastuk@gmail.com. And then go and see our website, which is also there.
And check out all the books that Jenny's been reading, because we're nearly at the end of the year now. So how is Jenny's totals looking? Dum, dum, dum. This is very exciting.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome, Jenny.
Okay, cool. See you next time.
Happy Granny Flymo month.
Happy NaNoWriMo.
The month of November. NaNoWriMo.
YOLO.
Roll off floor. LMAO? LOL.
Yep. FFS.
FFS? Oh, Jenny. FFS.
Oh. Anyway, we stopped ages ago, haven't we?
I don't know. Bye.
I really hope so. Find all our show notes and links on our website, powerpodcastuk.blogspot.co.uk. Or you can email us at powerpodcastuk@gmail.com.
Find us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram at PowPodcastUK. Please give us a like and leave us a review wherever you listen to your podcasts.